From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Okay, you just got a text that says your Christmas package can't be delivered and they need more information before they can bring that to you. Or maybe you get an email that says your subscription to your favorite magazine just got renewed, but they need more information so they can deliver it to you. Or you got a pop-up from tech support or law enforcement saying your bank account has been hacked and you need to move your money into their new safe account. All of these are scams designed to steal your money as well as your identity. And they're being highlighted as part of a new consumer protection campaign called Don't Click December. And here today to talk to us about more of this is U.S. Attorney for Idaho, Josh Hurwit. Josh, nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
Okay, let's start with this scam of the package can't be delivered, because this is the time of year that people get a lot of packages in the mail. So can you start by giving us a step-by-step of how this works?
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's sort of why we chose December to highlight this and other scams, because, you know, everyone is getting a lot of packages, doing a lot of shopping online. And the scammers and the fraudsters out there know this, and they're trying to take advantage of how busy everyone is and how much generosity, you know, is in our community right now. But for this particular scam, you know, it's an unsolicited message. It could be a text, it could be an email. And it doesn't just tell you that, hey, this package is on its way or it's being delivered. It tells you that there's a problem and that the package can't be delivered because of missing information. And this is where you really have to pay attention and be skeptical. You know, what is the information that they're seeking in this message? Is it your financial information? Is it your address? Is it even a social security number? Sometimes the scammers really kind of go for broke and seek to get into your own account, if it's an Amazon account or some other service. So pay attention to what the request is in these unsolicited messages.
Okay, so then let's go to this next idea, which is if you get a text or an email, and let's say it's maybe a magazine, but maybe a service is what that you already have. I'm thinking maybe like a streaming service, you know, because I've seen these come through, Josh. And the one thing it'll say is like, you know, and if you didn't, like I had it the other day, like with a password reset, it's like, if you didn't request this reset, you know, click here, let us know. And I mean, so you get a lot of these, but how do you know what's a scam and what's not?
It's not easy, unfortunately. And the scammers have developed their plan based on trial and error over, you know, thousands of attempts, maybe even more than that. So they are very good at making it seem like it could be from an Amazon or it could be from, you know, a Netflix or something like that. Mm-hmm. So what we advise folks to do is to pause, look really carefully at the message you're getting. You know, let's say it's from Netflix. Well, what does the email address that it's coming from say? Because sometimes it won't say it's from Netflix, and that's a great red flag that this is a scam. The other thing that is a good practice is to stop and then, through a separate means of communication, reach out to that subscription service on your own. Through prior communications or through your own account to determine whether the message that you just received was from them or was from a scammer.
Okay. And then you have another scam you're highlighting, and this is the Phantom Hacker scam. Now,
yes,
this one is newer, so people may not be aware of it. So describe this one in detail for us.
Sure. So this one is really nefarious. But also something that once I think people recognize, they should be able to fight. What will happen in this context is you might receive a pop-up on your computer, or it could even be a text message that says, you know, your computer is been hacked. So that's why we call it the Phantom Hacker scam, because the fraudsters are trying to convince you that the computer has been hacked and you need to take action. And often what they are asking you to do is give the person on the other side of the message, the pop-up, for example, access to your computer. That is something no one should do. Because once the scammers have access to your computer, they can install malware on your computer and take your information. We've also seen situations in which people pose as government officials and say, we need to take control of your computer, or there's something illegal on your computer and we need you to pay money in order for us to, avoid criminal prosecution or something like that. The government will never contact you with that type of situation. So people should be really, really cautious if they're getting an unsolicited message from someone or some entity that claims to be tech support.
Okay. So what if you get an email claiming to be from your bank and it says your account has been hacked?
So again, a good financial institution will reach out to you in a very professional way. It might be a phone call, could be an email. If you have any doubts, what I would recommend folks do is hang up the call or end that, electronic communication and go down to your bank or call your bank through a trusted number so that you can verify that this is indeed your financial institution that's reaching out.
Okay. So can we talk a little bit about why you're doing this campaign, Josh? As I said, it's called Don't Click December. So why do this campaign? And then, and you're partnering with some other folks around this, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The idea actually originated from a conversation I was having with the FBI supervisor in Boise. And, unfortunately, he was telling me about an individual who had succumbed to one of these schemes and had lost over $100,000 through a cryptocurrency kind of scam involving an unsolicited message. And, we were bemoaning this fact and saying, we wish there's some way to convince people not to click on these types of messages. Don't click on these links. And that kind of gave rise to the idea. And it's not just a federal law enforcement effort. We partnered with all law enforcement in Ada County just in order to make the PSA videos that we made. But our friends in Canyon County and throughout the state have joined us to spread this message. And we chose December for the reason we kind of talked about at the outset. This is a very busy time for individuals, families to be using online services for gift giving, end of year donations, those types of things. And the scammers, like I said, these are professionals. They know the market, so to speak, for how people use their devices. And so they are kind of flooding the market with their scams at this time of year in particular.
Well, okay. So Josh, I mean, even the chief of police in Boise says that he's been hit with the scam of the package can't be delivered. So as you said, these scammers are savvy. They kind of know their audience. So with that said, who are they targeting? I mean, is it everybody or do they look for particular kind of traits or characteristics?
It's everybody. With the digital age, it's very easy and it doesn't really cost anything for the scammers to send out millions of these messages to any phone number, to any email that they can get their hands on. So they're not really targeting any segment of our population. So we're all at risk if we have a computer or if we have a smartphone or even, a smart watch now. What I will say too is, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I will say too is, we found that the elderly population and senior citizens is a particular target for these scammers when they are able to learn more about the individual, because senior citizens tend to have more resources than an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old. I think the rate of victimization is different, but the magnitude of losses is different when you talk about people with more assets.
Here's what really surprised me, though, Josh, is that in 2022, the FBI got more than 800,000 complaints about internet crimes. I was frankly shocked by that number. But with that said, do we have any idea then how prevalent these internet scams and these crimes are here in Idaho?
Idaho is no different than anywhere else, unfortunately. And if you look at the international level, our country is targeted by some international scam networks that engage in romance scams and engage in the types of schemes that we're identifying through this particular campaign. You know, it does happen, unfortunately, frequently in Idaho. What I would tell you and your listeners is that reporting is really important because for a couple of reasons. One, the FBI is able to claw back a lot of the stolen funds if we get on the case within about 72 hours, which isn't a lot of time, right? But if someone has money that they've lost, but they report it to the FBI within 72 hours, we can work with the banking system to get that money back. It's not, guaranteed, but we've had good success in recovering money for individuals. And then the other thing I'd add too is that we've actually had some good success and have some current cases where we have been able to locate targets and start the process of bringing individuals to justice.
Okay, so before I let you go, just to reiterate, what does someone do then if they believe they've been scammed? You said report it, but how do they go about that?
Yes. So the best way is to report it to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint website. It's ic3.gov. What happens when someone files a complaint on that website is that it's screened quickly and then reported out to the local FBI agency in office where that individual lives. So if someone's in Idaho, that will get referred back to the Boise office or even the Coeur d'Alene office, within 24 hours, generally speaking. I also invite people to call our office, and that number is 208-334-1211. And then local law enforcement is also connected with us, and you can report, let's say if you're in Boise, to the Boise Police Department. But the IC3 website is just a great resource where it helps not only get the right agent on the case, but also collect data on what types of schemes are happening.
Well, as always, Josh, I so appreciate you coming in and talking with us about this and really just making us more aware of all of these scams that are out there. So appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, and really appreciate the opportunity to, like you said, raise awareness.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.